DeepEnglish.com.
Donald Trump was elected President of the United States on November 8, 2016. Who was elected President of the United States? Donald Trump was elected President of the United States. When was he elected President of the United States? He was elected President of the United States on November 8, 2016. This was earth-shattering news to half the country. What kind of news was it? It was earth-shattering news. For former Nike executive Eric Hagerman, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. What was it for Eric Hagerman? For Eric Hagerman, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Was Hagerman a former Adidas executive? No, Hagerman wasn't a former Adidas executive. He was a former Nike executive. Not liking the direction the country was going, he turned his back on the news and hasn't looked back since. Did he like the direction the country was going? No, he didn't like the direction the country was going. What did he turn his back on? He turned his back on the news. Has he looked back since? No, he hasn't looked back since. He started out thinking he was just taking a temporary break from the news as a way to preserve his sanity, but it quickly became a lifestyle choice. Did he start out thinking he was taking a temporary break from the news? Yes, he started out thinking he was just taking a temporary break from the news. Why was he doing this? He was doing this as a way to preserve his sanity. What did it quickly become? It quickly became a lifestyle choice. Hagerman questioned the value of being a news junkie, following politics and events that were outside of his control. What did Hagerman question the value of? Hagerman questioned the value of being a news junkie. Did he feel that he could control politics and events? No, he felt that politics and events were outside of his control. He said, "I had been paying attention to the news for decades, and I never did anything with it." What did he say? He said, "I had been paying attention to the news for decades, and I never did anything with it." Choosing a life of willful ignorance isn't easy. What isn't easy? Choosing a life of willful ignorance isn't easy. Despite living alone in rural Ohio, he must be very careful. Where does he live? He lives in rural Ohio. Does he live alone? Yes, he does. He lives alone. Must he be careful? Yes, he must be very careful. He watches basketball with the sound turned off, just in case a sports commentator might mention some non-sports related news. What does he watch with the sound turned off? He watches basketball with the sound turned off. Why does he do that? He does that in case a sports commentator might mention some non-sports related news. He uses headphones to listen to white noise in coffee shops to prevent him from overhearing people talking about current events. What does he listen to in coffee shops? He listens to white noise in coffee shops. Why does he do that? He does that to prevent him from overhearing people talking about current events. All of his friends, family, and even the staff at the coffee shop he visits daily know about his strict no-news rules. Do his friends and family know about his strict no-news rules? Yes, they do. His friends and family know about his strict no-news rules. Who else knows about his strict no-news rules? The staff at the coffee shop he visits daily know about his strict no-news rules. They are all prohibited from telling him anything about what is happening in the world. Are they free to tell him about what is happening in the world? No, they aren't free to tell him about what is happening in the world. They are all prohibited from telling him anything about what is happening in the world. He calls his unique lifestyle choice the blockade. What does he call his lifestyle choice? He calls his lifestyle choice the blockade. Is it common? No, it isn't common. It is unique. News of Hagerman sticking his head in the sand has ruffled some feathers. What has ruffled some feathers? News of Hagerman sticking his head in the sand has ruffled some feathers. Some believe that we have a responsibility to be informed about what is happening in the world. Does everyone believe that we have a responsibility to be informed about what is happening in the world? No, not everyone believes that we have a responsibility to be informed about what is happening in the world. Only some believe that we have a responsibility to be informed about what is happening in the world. A writer for website Mashable even called him the most selfish man in America. Did a writer call him the most generous man in America? No, a writer didn't call him the most generous man in America. A writer called him the most selfish man in America. Which website does the writer work for? The writer works for the website Mashable. He writes, "If everyone did what Hagerman did, there would be no United States. There would be no democracy. If everyone did what Hagerman did, would there be a United States? No, there wouldn't. If everyone did what Hagerman did, there would be no United States. Would there be democracy? No, there wouldn't be democracy either." He writes, "There would be no forward progress or people helping others in times of need. Would there be forward progress? No, there would be no forward progress. Would people help others in times of need? No, people would not help others in times of need. There would be nothing but complacency in the suffering and exploitation of others. Would there be complacency? Yes, there would be complacency. There would be nothing but complacency. Would there be suffering and exploitation of others? Yes, there would be suffering and exploitation of others. Nothing but complacency in the suffering and exploitation of others." Even Hagerman had some misgivings about his blockade in the beginning. What did Hagerman have? Hagerman had some misgivings. What were his misgivings about? His misgivings were about his blockade. Was this at the beginning or in the end? This was at the beginning. He said, "It makes me a crappy citizen." What did he say? He said, "It makes me a crappy citizen." Yet Hagerman does believe in contributing to society. In addition to being an artist, he has purchased 45 acres of land, which was formerly a coal mine. Is Hagerman an artist? Yes, Hagerman is an artist. What did he purchase? He purchased 45 acres of land. What kind of land was it? It was formerly a coal mine. He plans to restore and protect the land and donate it to the public. Does he plan to restore and protect the land? Yes, he plans to restore and protect the land. Then what does he plan to do with it? He plans to donate it to the public. According to a New York Times article dated March 10, 2018, Hagerman has spent more than a year completely shutting himself off from all news. How long has Hagerman spent completely shutting himself off from all news? Hagerman has spent more than a year completely shutting himself off from all news. At that time, he said he was emotionally healthier than he had ever been. Was he emotionally weaker than he had ever been? No, he wasn't emotionally weaker than he had ever been. He was emotionally healthier than he had ever been. While there has been no new news on Hagerman's blockade, he may very well still be living in a news-free universe. Has there been any new news on Hagerman's blockade? No, there has been no new news on Hagerman's blockade. In what kind of universe may Hagerman still be living? He may very well still be living in a news-free universe.